This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking forced inoculation.
4 years ago, we got secret documents that are now mainstream news and confirmed to be real, where they're training now over 50,000 preachers for gun confiscation to tell their flocks to go to the relocation centers to take forced inoculations, to do whatever the government tells them. Romans 13, they're called clergy response team. The InfraGuard hiring private citizens to spy on their neighbors with shoot-to-kill orders. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the different executive orders, all for martial law. The gun confiscation drills, you've seen all of it. During the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, remember 2002, they wanted to have forced inoculation nationwide for smallpox, and it came out in news articles that, oh yeah, the feds are going to use sports stadiums and postal offices as the centers where if you refuse to be inoculated, you'll be taken and be held, but will also forcibly inoculate if we're given the orders at these injection facilities.
You have to be able to track people, so they have to have a tracking technology in place. Now, whether that's an RFID chip, which they're calling now electronic tattoos, or whether that is a vaccine bracelet or some kind of paperwork that you have to carry around, I'm not sure yet, but that's step one. So they got to have a vaccine tracking technology. I think that's where some of the military defense contractors are coming into play. But then secondly, you got to look at the quarantines. If they mandate vaccines, those who refuse to be vaccinated are very likely to be quarantined, which means perhaps the CDC would be leasing camps or facilities like FEMA camps from FEMA, just as an example. And then making those quarantine camps where they throw you in with all the other people who have refused the vaccines.
Well, I mean, they're preparing mass graves. They're preparing forced inoculations. They're preparing under InfraGuard lockdowns, under clergy response teams. The church is saying, take your inoculations, go to the campus of the Lord. So the coronavirus that's been patented by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation subdirective and the Real Life Umbrella Corporation had a drill 3 months ago where 60-plus million people die when a corona-like virus gets out and spreads destruction around the world. But don't worry. In the drill, out of it comes the understanding of planetary government and world forced inoculation programs. It's the PSYOP of PSYOPs has been launched. It's now official. The United Nations has released guidelines written by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that no one will be allowed to leave their homes or go back to work under the new worldwide martial law until you've been forcibly inoculated. We warned you it was coming. And of course, all these major forced vaccines have been linked directly to sterilization. Nine weeks ago now, we told you that they'll go off the China model, there'll be drones watching you, they'll say you have to have apps on your phones, a forced inoculation to go back to work and have jobs. They'll say it's a two-week spring break you're going to have, it'll really be months and months and months, it's designed to destroy the economy, consolidate power, bring in a medical tyranny. And it's the World Health Organization, you notice, that when Trump says something, they go, oh, we're fact-checking the president, we're blocking him on Google, we're blocking the president of Brazil. The World Health Organization says that's not true. The UN is the authority. And the UN came out and said a week and a half ago, we want forced inoculations or the antibodies for COVID-19 before you can travel or have a job. And then they're going to roll out the apps and the blood test for you to prove you can leave your house that you have the COVID-19 antibody. Martial law forever. Medical tyranny. And Bill and Melinda Gates have officially announced forced inoculations, breaking, forced inoculations to buy and sell and to leave your home.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
InfoWars.com radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We'll be back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and their protege Bill Gates a bone right now. I don't say this in a way to compliment them for what they've done, but I do want to compliment the elegance of it because I can see how it worked on the establishment to get them to go along with it. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Old wars would kill our best and brightest men. And so the Carnegie Endowment set up a plan for world government after World War I, the League of Nations and the UN, to, quote, end war by ending humans and the family as we know it, and, quote, ending men, blaming the process of mammalian ritual battle to prove the fittest, and instead create a system more sophisticated where it wasn't about whether you could physically kill somebody, but whether you could outsmart them. And that's how this whole system is. If you buy into the system, if you're lazy, if you want something free, you're going to die. If you're not scientific, if you're irrational, if you believe the vaccine is going to save you when it's not even a vaccine, you're going to die. Now, it doesn't mean because I have knowledge of how their thought processes work that I agree with it. Because I have a conscience, which I know is ingrained in me. And I know these people are playing God, and I know that they've already damaged the planet, and I know they dumb people down on purpose so they're more easily manageable. It's not their job to play God. But I see what they're doing. We just played a clip, if you just joined us earlier, from 10 years ago and 11 years ago, respectively, with myself and Mike Adams in this very building. Talking about the plan to release a virus, create fear, have global lockdowns, and then push forced inoculation, starting with corporations demanding employees wear armbands, whether they've been inoculated or not, to then stigmatize and isolate people, to then push for persecution and internment of those that do not allow the government to put things in our bodies. And now today, you notice that that's happened. The NFL saying they're going to make players wear, while they're on the field, so everyone sees it on TV, Pavlovian. Monkey see, monkey do. They're training us what we see we do. So that when you're wearing that band, oh, you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated. NFL recommends teams use color-coded wristbands to identify vaccinated players and employees. What does that even mean? It's persecution. And they admit the vaccine doesn't even work. We had scientists on a year and a half ago. You cannot create a vaccine for the cold virus. There's thousands of them. But you can make somebody allergic to their own body. So here's what's frustrating about this is, this is a no-brainer. that it was cooked up at the lab, released, it's synthetic. They go, well, why is it more deadly then? They want to own it. They want to have new variants. In fact, have the archivist that found all these clips we just played that are blowing people away, where we predicted all this, and have us a year and a half ago, 16 months ago, 18 months ago, 14 months ago, 10 months ago. How about all the clips you all saw me say it, where we explained that they're going to say new variants are out, so you got to have new shots. When all the real literature said it would cause new variants with these inoculations. Because this doesn't program your body how to know how to defeat a virus. This makes your body attack a protein that's already in itself. And I know I've already said that probably 25 times in the last hour and a half, or the last hour and 10 minutes. But the reason I've done that is this is all very scientific. And they know the public isn't scientific on average. So when they say trust the science, well, I have trusted the science. And almost all the mainline scientists that have looked at this say this is a sterilization, depopulation, weapon system in mass. And now we've got all the new literature on that confirming. So, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, now there it is, NPR, February of this year. Vaccines can drive the evolution of more COVID-19 mutants. You've got, again, the most respected scientists in the world coming out and saying that, and they're being banned in their Senate hearings, congressional hearings, House hearings, gubernatorial hearings, legislative hearings. Think about that. They're out there trying to warn you. In fact, I feel good about the scientific community. Almost everybody says this is BS. Almost every doctor, every nurse, every epidemiologist, every scientist. But instead, we've got the Surgeon General and his little space commander outfit. And you've got Fauci, who's the eugenicist Bill Gates frontman, and the Chi-Coms out there telling us the opposite. And they're saying they want all these people banned. And they put out this big report. But you know what's incredible about the report? Psaki, I did a whole Saturday show on this. It's the Saturday emergency broadcast. It's at band.video. You should go watch it. I did a whole 30-minute report just on this yesterday. She gets up, she goes, oh, it's not like there's a list of people who are persecuting them. Meanwhile, the Rockefeller Foundation came up with the Disinformation Dozen, a group they want shut down. Who are they? Robert Kennedy Jr., all these other people who told you a year and a half ago what was going to happen, and now it's happened, and they want them silenced because they're exposing the criminal activities that she's involved with, and to have the government working with big foundations to silence Americans and read our text messages and persecute people is so dangerous. She then lies in the press conference and says, we're not putting reports out on anybody. This woman could be selling snow cones in the Sahara Desert. If she was a liar, and I knew she was a liar, I wouldn't take one because I'd think it was poison. These are known liars that have been caught lying over and over and over and over again. And they're murdering us and they're killing us. But see, they've committed a crime so big, and they've gotten so many billions of people to sign on to it, they think it's a crime too big to fail. When we come back, I'm going to get into this, because you've got the new Surgeon General up there announcing the Rockefeller Foundation is going to run everything, and I thought I'd actually show you the Rockefeller Foundation document from 10 years ago, 11 years ago, that lays all of this out. Operation Lockstep talks about an authoritarian, their words, world government, permanent lockdowns, mask, forced inoculations off of a novel virus released from China. They have the whole thing scripted out. And then he announces, we're working with the Rockefeller Foundation, who wrote the whole battle plan for Bill Gates to stop the American people and all these scientists and all these doctors that are exposing them. How incredible is that? And I'm going to show you some of the reports. Here's one again by Wolfgang Wudarg, head advisor to the EU Commission, and Dr. Yidan, the former head scientist at Pfizer, laying out all the infertility, all the cancer, all the heart attacks, all the deaths in December of last year before one person was inoculated. And then what happened? Infertility, heart attacks, cancer, death, strokes. And you read the report. I actually read the whole report. I spent days trying to read all the studies it's linked to. I couldn't do it. I spent days. I read hundreds and hundreds of pages of scientific reports and studies and all right here. But, I mean, it's all right here. Oh, but see, Psaki thinks you're stupid. She thinks you're going to go watch Netflix tonight and not read what they've done to you and your family. She thinks, oh, as long as we soft kill them, as long as we do it quietly, as long as they die in a couple years, they'll never know what we did to them. Oh, no, we know what you did, Bill Gates. We know what you did, Psaki, and you're never going to get away with it. Record numbers of people know what you've done. They're going to make sure you pay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Covert. The ultimate war would be to pose as a savior. The medical system, Big Pharma. And then within Big Pharma, you have a cult that thinks, oh, we're saving the earth. There's too many humans. We're an environmental movement. We're a birth control movement. We want to depopulate the planet. That's why we want to get health departments that are in control of humanity that organize and run our lives. That was all the Rockefellers, the early 1900s, Margaret Sanger, historical fact. IBM, Hitler, Cold Springs Harbor, New York, that's all came out of that. Then after World War II, they go underground. And now they've expanded their system. They claim it's to save the earth. They're trying to give you a shot that's not a vaccine, that's been untested publicly, massively tested secretly, that will sterilize male and females. And you want to get rid of old folks, too, and not pay for them, give them heart attacks and strokes. But it grows prion crystals, protein crystals in the body that normally take a few years to grow and kill you. But some people are dying right away. They need to suppress that. They need to practice getting everybody used to that and censor everybody. That's why on the inserts of these vaccines, there is no information because you're not supposed to know what hit you. And if there's no information with the vaccine inserts, Big Tech's job is censoring everything you do down to your text messages as they prepare the next lockdown, as they prepare the forced inoculations. It's all being announced. I'm sorry, this is also real. But when I was reading Rockefeller documents 25 years ago, I knew they were in charge then. When I read the New York Times from 1976 praising Mao Zedong and saying America should be under a leader like Mao Zedong, he'd already killed 80 million of his own people. I thought, wow, David Rockefeller is a bad person. Then I learned how his father set up the UN, ran the whole show. But that was back then. Now you got Charlie Munger, a Rockefeller operative, head lawyer for Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, saying, I want to live like communist China. I want to arrest anybody I don't like. See how it works? And now the Rockefeller Foundation is in charge of the entire federal government's medical response. Bill Gates had to step down. His foundation got removed from command. And what did I tell you hundreds of times last year and a half? Who was in command of Bill Gates? Who was in command? Who was in command? Who was in command? Rockefeller Foundation. Who was in command? Rockefeller Foundation. Who was in command? Rockefeller Foundation. Have the archivist pull it up. His only problem is he'll have too many examples. I only want five examples. The general response, sterilizing the family, breaking down the borders, running the government, is Carnegie. They run the CIA today. Former Carnegie head runs it. But the group running the medical takeover is the Rockefellers. They set up the UN and the whole damn thing to carry it out with IBM. Look it up. And now we're in their world. And the public's so confused and so leaderless, they might just succeed. And all of you elitists that think you're going to hide out and not be part of this, they're going to get you first. They're the ones they really want. Let's play a clip. Here's Biden on Facebook not censoring vaccine misinfo and killing people when it's their vaccines that aren't vaccines killing people. And it's their open borders and all their lies that are killing people. Here he is.
COVID misinformation. What's your message to platforms like Facebook?
finishes it. I mean, it really, well, look, the only pandemic you had is among the unvaccinated.
Here is the Surgeon General in his little clown suit, Dr. Vivek Murthy, agreeing on CNN that people not taking their experimental unauthorized shot, that we're the ones killing people. I mean, I thought taking the shot, I'd be safe. Now we learn we got to have a booster shot. Of course, I told you a year and a half ago that was the case because David Rockefeller's minion, Bill Gates, ran his stinking mouth. Again, people are going to learn, like, how does Jones keep predicting everything? I'm not predicting anything. It's a frickin' battle plan. Sorry, I'm not going to command. You understand? This is not entertainment. This is not my opinion. You understand? My life's at risk doing this right now. But it doesn't matter. We're all screwed if I don't do it anyways. But you understand? This is real, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the so-called Surgeon General saying he's run by the Rockefeller Foundation.
I wonder if that person has ever flown in an airplane or a car or taken an Advil. But besides that, President Biden did accuse social media platforms of killing people. Do you think conservative media like Fox News are doing the same? Are they killing people, too, with rhetoric like you just heard?
Well, then I think all of us, including the media, including individuals, health professionals, have a responsibility to share the truth about health as science dictates, as science informs us. And, you know, unless we do that, unless we are honest about the consequences of our communication with people, unless we are rigorous about ensuring that what we communicate is actually sourced from science and not from opinion on critical issues like the vaccine, then we are going to ultimately put people at risk. And that is my great worry, Dana. There are people all across our country, and I hear from folks all the time, who are struggling to make decisions about their health. After this very difficult year we've been through, people deserve to have access to accurate information. They deserve to hear that from their leaders. They deserve to hear that from the media. They deserve to see that on platforms online. And that they need that information to be able to make decisions to protect themselves and their families. That's the least we can do.
All right, that's enough. So he's the science. He's the science. Science means do what they say. And then here's the clip I mentioned. Here he is saying that the Rockefeller Foundation's really helping, though. So thank God they're here. They're the ones that wrote Operation Lockstep. Here it is.
Rockefeller Foundation is announcing a $13.5 million commitment to counter health misinformation. The Digital Public Library of America is announcing that they will convene a set of librarians, scholars, journalists, and civic leaders to confront health misinformation together. Fourth, we are saying we expect more from our technology companies. We're asking them to operate with greater transparency and accountability. We're asking them to monitor misinformation more closely. We're asking them to consistently take action.
Yeah, that's enough. So they want to censor everybody. They want to quietly kill us. This is a mopping up, kill the old people, sterilize everybody. It's a public health thing. Come on, it's the right thing to do. And they're sterilizing everybody in India right now. And Modi's all signed on to that, so... And I get it. You can argue there's a lot of people, but so you're going to shoot little kids up and give them blood clots in their brains. I mean, it's bad enough to kill old people, and it's bad enough to kill mentally retarded people. But, I mean, my God, they're pushing to give it to newborn babies who are going to have horribly painful, like, 5-10-year lives. I mean, it's just mass murder. Oh, and you don't see this guy killing himself on TV because so many people. No. He goes into the future. And now they got new lockdowns for you. This is a diabolical group of maniacs and selfish people that have gotten together and said, we want the resources, not enough resources. Let's start killing everybody. Okay, I'm not going to kill anybody, but I think you should all show by example the Canadian health minister that says we're having lockdowns to stop people talking in the streets. Hey, how about you pour gasoline on yourself and light yourself on fire to show us how bad we are? Maybe we'll follow your example. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Joe's your host. Very blessed and honored to be here with you on this live Sunday, July 18th. Global transmission in defiance of Jeremy. So it's very simple. The whole future is about covert war. And you have the ruling globalist class that's eugenicist-based, that's been studying warfare, been studying how to take control, how to scare the public, how do you dominate them, how do you imprison them, how do you enslave them, how do you kill them, how do you inject them and change their bodies, like Klaus Schwab talks about, the head of the Davos Group, the head of the World Economic Forum. Well, you pose as their savior against the deadly virus. And you also then divide and conquer the public, saying everybody's racist, everybody's bad, but the central government and the media. And so that's what they've done. And they have rolled out a depopulation, sterilant, crystal growing, prion growing, spongiform encephalopathy, producing system that is just going to devastate and weigh down society. And what's that going to do? The tyranny is posing as a medical system. So the average doctor, the average nurse isn't going to know. Even the average hospital manager won't know. They're just giving the directors by the owners what to do. And now as people die of all these neurological and cardiovascular diseases, and now as people are sterile and go in and spend incredible amounts of money to try to have fertility, they will absorb more and more of your energy, more and more of your paycheck, more and more of your money, while they make you obsolete, while they shut down small businesses. This is all scientifically prepared. That's why under 16 months of lockdown, on average, they doubled their profits. Some groups tripled their profits. Big tech, big pharma, they took over. They were essential. You weren't. But they know you're going to form opposition. You're going to elect governors. You're going to elect legislatures. You're going to say no. America's going to lead us out of the tyranny again. You're going to organize. You're going to protest. So as soon as that reached a crescendo, oh, they pull back. In the U.S., where we have more freedom, for a few months. In Europe, I predicted 1 month pullback. Before they even did 1 month in Germany, Spain, and England, the U.K., they said sorry and kept the controls in permanently. They call it Freedom Day now. You get your inoculation, you can go to the store. Oh, you can wear your mask if you haven't had your shot. Oh, we're going to track you. We're going to ask for proof. And so are the football games. So are the movie theaters. So are the airlines. All outside of law, all organized, all unified, having nothing to do whether you have a virus or don't, but everything to do about if you don't have this digital pass on your phone, you don't have access to the marketplace, game over. Global social credit score that InfoWars was first to write about, hold on to your hat, in 2006, Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones wrote an article, the first to tell you about the Chinese social credit score tied to everything on your phone in the future. And it's not about the credit. It's about this dog will hunt. I'm not a slave of these people. I don't feel safe with them running things. I've already had them try to hire me. But the empty feeling of even thinking of getting on an airplane and flying to New York City and meeting with them and then getting my position with them where they would be in control of my life and cut me out of whatever, whenever they wanted to, and then have me commit evil against humanity. That made me feel lonely. That made me feel weak. But staring into their attacks, staring into them wanting to put me in prison or even kill me right now, it's not a bravado. It's not macho. It's nothing. I just feel so close to God right now that I just could not imagine anybody that serves these Satanists. But I just want listeners to know that you can't get depressed and you can't get upset about this. Lord knows I do sometimes. You got to understand that this was all written. And so you see the headlines everywhere. Christians are terrorists. Gun owners are terrorists. White people are terrorists. People who don't want to take shots are terrorists. People that question elections are terrorists. The Republican Party are terrorists. And that's only because those are the few avenues that the devil knew would end up having some chance at an avenue for us to come together and say no. And so at the end of the day, realize it's all in God's hands. It's all God's plan. And even though you feel the quicksand sucking you down, even though you feel those evil hands getting around your neck, and even though you know they're killing so many innocent people, you just got to know, do as much as you can, love God, trust in God, and don't make them trick you into violence or committing suicide or getting so angry you have a heart attack. And I'm not in danger of suicide. I would never do that. And I'm not in danger of even attacking anybody. But I get so angry when I've sat here and looked at hundreds of stories and reports and gone back and pulled up and seen all their plans that it can consume you. And I don't want them to win. I want them to know they're losers that serve Satan. They join the loser. I'm sad they did. I don't even rejoice at knowing that Fauci will be destroyed. Bill Gates will be destroyed. David Rockefeller's burning in his own excrement right now. I don't sit there and take any pleasure in any of this. I just thank God Almighty that I have enough of a connection to God to know that this communist evil is wrong. And I'm not going to hate somebody because they're a Christian or because they're a Muslim or because they're a Jew or because they're agnostic or whatever they are. I'm going to judge them by the fruits of what they do under this stress test. Because this is a stress test. Bill Gates and Bill Gates Sr. and Ted Turner and Fauci and Judy Woodruff and Barbara Walters and all of them go to these globalist meetings with George Soros and discuss depopulation. That's the meeting we're showing on screen. And you got right there in the blue, that's was that Anderson Cooper's mommy. And that's all they can do is sit around and get mad at poor people and want to kill them instead of empowering them. If you were so powerful, you would have empowered these poor people. But instead, you did everything you could to dumb them down so they'd be easily managed. And I can tell you, when you stand before the Creator, you think you're so big and powerful, you're such big satanic architects, your little satanic God is going to fail, and you are going to be sucked into a black hole with people like you forever. For eternity, you are going to be with people just like you. You know, I've already prayed about 6 months ago to be given peace, and I need to pray more because it was a very earnest prayer, and I had a dream that night where I was taken to what you could describe as the pearly gates and the streets of gold and all, but it was beyond that. It was unbelievable, and it was a feeling I never experienced of total completion and timelessness and beyond completion, absolute satisfaction, total, complete peace. And the angel that was there with me, you didn't see him, he was giving me this tour, said, can you imagine what it's like with them? It's the opposite of this. It's all of them together forever. I said, show me that. And I was shown it. And it was like old men. You'd think of hell as like those old men crouched over in the dark with bags of dirt, like staring at the dirt. You know, like it made me think of the song by Trent Reznor that was then done by Johnny Cash, Hurt. What have I become, my sweetest friend? It talks about my empire of dirt. And I mean, that's really it. These people in this whole universe, this whole system, think going against God, playing God, they're going to be gods. I mean, you know it's a joke. You know it's a fraud. You know they're not going to get what they want. You know they're going to fail. So we just better do our best job reaching out to other people as a lot of free will to help lead God and direct them to the light of God so they're not destroyed by these people. And you're not going to find your mainline church doing that. They're all just glitter bugs that want to be famous and you don't want to get up there and be left alone by the system. But you're going to find God getting on your knees at 2 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. I will come back with the final segment ahead of Sunday Live. Don Schroyer, I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, Free World News, freeworldnews.tv.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years.
deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Folks, final segment here on the Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition. I'll be back, Lord willing, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Before me, Harrison Smith does a spectacular job, 8 a.m. Central, American Journal, at freeworldnews.tv, infowars.com/show, and all the great radio and TV stations that are picking us up. I want to hit this final story before Owen Schroeder takes over with Sunday Live for 2 hours live and takes your phone calls. Here is the Surgeon General, Vivek. And he says the Rockefeller Foundation is helping come in to coordinate the Office of the Surgeon General's operations. Remember 6 months ago, they said, or 7 months ago now, when the G8 takes control for the new year and that the UK had the chairmanship, Bill Gates would be in charge of the G8. It's the same thing here. The Rockefeller Foundation is now in charge of the Surgeon General's office and the Department of Health and Human Services and all the rest of it. Just like we're told at every other level that, the Carnegie Endowment is now in charge of the CIA. What you have is all the foundations are making their in-game move. Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller Endowment, Ford Foundation, IBM Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're all eugenicists. Go look them up. They all admit this. They're all stepping up for the final move. They were in the shadows. Now they're making their move, and they're in charge of federal agencies. And the Democratic Party says, we're going to outlaw the Republican Party. We're going to outlaw protesting lockdowns. We're going to read all your text messages and tell you what you can do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. The final move. And they've got all the telecom switches to take us off air. And they just want to normalize it and see you go along with it. And then the contact tracers and the forced inoculations and taking your bank accounts and the shooting war. And they're crazy enough to start it, folks. Because almost none of these people have ever actually been in combat. But they sure as hell, like Tedros of the UN, starved to death over a million of his people under Chinese orders. I mean, these are some psychos who've used the technocracy and the fact that we follow the technocracy as an excuse to rule us. So here it is. Here's the Surgeon General, Vivek, announces that his department is now under the control of the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, how many times have I told you that the Rockefeller Foundation is the top of the pyramid? I'm just pointing out that, I mean, we're not making this stuff up. U.S. Surgeon General Rockefeller Foundation announces big initiatives to address urgent threat of vaccine misinformation. It's not even a vaccine. Every word was a lie. And here it is. Scenarios for the future technology and international development. Rockefeller Foundation Operation Lockstep from 10 years ago, 11 years ago, May 2010. I suggest you go read this baby for yourself. Authoritarian world government takes over. Forced inoculations, lockdowns. Take the lockdowns off so people submit, bring them right back. I mean, people keep saying, how does Jones know? How does he? He's like Nostradamus. Oh, my God, he's a holy man. I've got like, I can't even tell you. I mean, I'm not trying to, it's ridiculous. I've got like top organizations like calling up like, we want to talk to you. You're a prophet. How are you in all this knowledge? And it's all because I have the enemy battle plan. I have the blueprint. I have their playbook. It's like asking Belichick who would steal the other team's playbook how he knew what they were going to do next. Belichick wasn't psychic. He stole the damn playbooks. He paid people for them. We've got the playbook right here. And we sit here and take this crap. Woo! It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. There was one other thing I was going to play. I don't remember what it was now, but look at some of these headlines, man. These are all just bombshell, and they're linked to like New England Medical Journal and British Medical Journal and, you know, chief advisor to the EU. I mean, you'd think like the whole EU's bad, like their chief advisor was saying this will cause blood clots and brain damage and infertility. Don't take it. And they still block them. Doctors raise the alarm over COVID vaccine linked to infertility. An incredible article on Infowars.com. Antibodies created from the vaccine may target protein responsible for successful pregnancy, top scientists warn. And it links to the damn report. Here's another one. mRNA vaccine inventor. Iris being assassinated for speaking out against experimental COVID shots, he's been told. They're now death threatening. It killed thousands of microbiologists. They are making their move right now. So, I'm going to explain something to everybody. Submission is death. Resistance is life. Compliance is enslavement and death. Noncompliance is life. The social compact, the social agreement, is broken. It's gone. The criminal corporations have gotten all their people in line. They've gotten yes men from the top to bottom. They're making their move. And a lot of people are scared. They go, let's just keep our head down. You don't keep your head down from something like this and live. I mean, they are already introducing deadly shots that grow protein crystals in your brain, in your lungs, in your heart, that's already killed millions of people worldwide. And the word is within 2 years, They're going to grow to terminal levels in massive numbers of people. And if the crystals don't take, they're going to demand a booster shot to make sure they do. This is so incredible what I'm saying. But it's true. I just beg you all to keep us on air, and I beg you all to pray for justice and peace and a global awakening and to turn back from this before it's too late. And I beg you all to remember that without your support, we're not going to be on air. So in closing, I want to show TV viewers a few cool cartoons. The great Ben Garrison, who I love so much, we should get him back in studio sometime. He said, first they came for Alex Jones. I did not speak out because I did not like Alex Jones. Then they came for Make America Great Again Nation because I did not speak out because I was not Make America Great Again. Then they came for the Legos. I did not speak out because I did not have a Lego set. They're arresting folks for Lego sets now. Then they came for me. And it says it all right there, doesn't it? I mean, it's all out in the open now. And this great statement, you cannot comply your way out of tyranny. All right, we're out of time. I appreciate Randy Quaid saying all the nice stuff he said. I appreciate all the nice things that a lot of other folks have been saying. They're all welcome on the show. All us crazy people got to stick together. Speaking of awesome folks, we have Dave Lindell, Mike Lindell, joining us tomorrow here on the broadcast. Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com. And he came on a few times with us and said, hey, I want to support you, Alex, and I want to support our recount effort and what they're doing that's really bearing a lot of fruit. They're doing a great job. He's risking his life. Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com. And so he created a promo code at MyPillow.com of Alex with the biggest discounts he's given anybody of 60 to 50% off across the board. For beds and pillows and sheets and clothes and towels and everything. MyPillow.com/Alex or MyPillow.com promo code Alex and you will get 60 to 50% off. And, man, he really came through. You came through. We've been basically right on the edge of being in the red. And this latest plug for Mike Lindell, you guys coming through, got us a lot of funding we needed to stay on air. So that's great. He has great products. Everybody should check him out at MyPillow.com. And then just put in the promo code A-L-E-X, Alex, and you will get 50 to 60% off depending on what the item is. The pillows, the bed sheets, the beds, the towels, all of it at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Alex. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. And then you're supporting the things Mike Lindell are doing, and you're supporting the InfoWar. It is a true 360 win, so I want to thank you for that. And then separately, we have the new sales that I forgot to even plug that are at InfoWarStore.com. It is the last week to get 10% off on storable foods. And we have the new green fiber capsules with all the amino acids for $19.95. Winter Sun back in stock, 50% off. And that makes the whole show possible. All right, I'm out of time. Owen Schroyer is about to come in here and take over with Sunday Live. And then, Lord willing, this crazy maniac that is your host will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Please, everybody you know, tune in. Owen Schroyer is coming in live. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.